It's the first day of school in Haiti. Adding to the normal chaos, the president is here, handing out free UNICEF backpacks.
I'm now the superstar of the school.
President Michel Martelly says his recent taxes on international calls and wire transfers have changed the public schools of Haiti.
That money has enabled us to provide free schools for the people.
This is a school in Tabar, a poor neighborhood about 20 minutes outside of Port-au-Prince. It's a public school, but the moms here, they say it's far from free. These mothers say they paid to send their children to school.
I gave $220.
$130.
$130.
They show their receipts. This woman sells bread on the street.
Some days I'm not even able to sell the bread that I have, and I have to let my kids go hungry so that I can have enough money to send them to school.
1 week later, bedlam. Children are kept outside the school because their parents had not paid a new fee to purchase emblems for uniforms. Jean-Francois Lucien is the director of the school.
We asked for children to have an emblem on their clothing to differentiate them from students of other schools. So the parents are being stubborn and they are refusing to put the emblem on their children's clothing.
The fee is less than $1.50 U.S., but still a hardship for the average Haitian, who makes just $2 a day.
A lot of time you can't sell anything. You walk and you walk before you can finally make 100 gourdes.
And what about the hundreds of dollars paid to enroll children here?
The minister asked us to stop charging parents to register their children, so we stopped and we didn't collect any money after that.
But this woman says they told her today that her children have to leave because she didn't have an extra $6 for enrollment.
They told me no. When you have the complete amount, come back.
Lucien says the school relies on the money from parents.
As long as the government accepts to pay for what the parents were paying previously, we can operate the school, but the school can't operate without any money.
President Martelly says his administration will work with the school to make sure the money is refunded. As seen on YouTube, the president used to be known as Sweet Mickey, a successful Creole singer. President Martelly says he will return to the stage in December to raise $10 million for education. It has to help, because if current trends continue, only 5% of these children will finish high school. In Tabar, Haiti, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.